Kevin Woolley, superintendent for the Saltillo ISD, is also director for Haystack Youth Choir. Haystack stands for Hopkins County Area Youth Singing to Anoint Christ the King. Woolley, his Haystack assistant director, four choir members, and a manager were all guests on KSST's Good Morning Show with Enola Gay Wednesday morning, where they discussed a July choir trip to New York City. Kevin Woolley speaks first.
We left July the 7th, flew to New York City, right into LaGuardia Airport. We had several concerts planned already to sing at Battery Park, at the Statue of Liberty, in Times Square. Actually got to sing right beneath the stands in Times Square and also inside the United Nations building, and accomplished all six of those. We also did an impromptu concert in the Trinity Church just off of Ground Zero. And had a lot of activities that we did. I'll let the girls tell you about them in a little bit, but had great times throughout the week, just singing our Christian songs all over New York City.
And that's wonderful. And we do want to meet everybody, but let's meet Susan. Susan, tell us a bit about yourself.
Hi, I'm Susan Hefner, and I teach English at Raines High School, and I've always been involved with music, with youth choirs and the choral society here in town, and this was just a natural extension of that.
Wonderful. So let's start on this side over here, and tell me, please, your name and where you go to school.
I'm Chastity Morgan, and I just graduated from Mount Vernon High School here in Franklin County.
Okay, wonderful.
I'm Monica Wortonby, and I just graduated from Saltillo High School.
Okay.
I'm Mackenzie Johnson, and I just graduated Saltillo High School.
My goodness, okay. How about you?
I'm Mason McGill, and I will be a senior this year at Saltillo High School.
All right. And there's somebody lurking there in the back, and that's a future Haystacks choir member. Tell us your name.
I'm Clancy Gavez, okay. And I just graduated from Saltillo High School.
Okay. Well, do you think you'll let her in for next year?
We might think about it.
Why did you choose to take your group to New York City?
Prior experiences with choirs in the past gave me an inkling to kind of start heading toward a trip. You can get more kids involved if you have a culmination each year with a place to go, a choir tour. And the closer we got to choir tour time, the more excitement that was generating. New York seemed natural because we had contacts up there already, places to sing. We did have to send in requests for permits to sing in all these places, and got all those. And the Lord just worked, kind of worked things out for us as we prayed through the whole semester, hoping that things would work out. But had some good help in finding places to sing, and good places that had crowds that hung around to listen to you while you sang, and it was just awesome.
So was any of this like open air, like a market area?
Battery Park is. We're singing in Battery Park. We sing right in the line area where they line up to get on the ferry to go to see the Statue of Liberty, and then on the Liberty Island, of course, there's thousands of people on the island at the same time, and many of them stand around. And some we hadn't even had comments that some of them listened to us from the top of the statue and could hear us all the way up there, so that was pretty exciting.
KSST News.